This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Two people were killed and three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police identified the attacker late Friday as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had been previously convicted on terrorism-related charges, but he was released from prison last year. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, three young people were injured in a stabbing attack in The Hague's central shopping district. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. Mariah Kuiper is a police spokeswoman.
Around a quarter to eight, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
Police said the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They said the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center that was busy with holiday shoppers. The Dutch national broadcaster said that at this moment there's no indication of a terrorist motive in that attack. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Donald Trump 1 week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and to call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation on Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for his government. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003. Though protesters celebrated the imminent departure of the prime minister, they said they would not stop their demonstrations until the whole of the political class was removed. The statement did not detail when Abdul Mehdi would stand down, but parliament is set to convene an emergency session on Sunday to discuss the crisis.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. A U.S. cryptocurrency expert is under arrest for violating sanctions against North Korea. AP's Julie Walker reports.
A U.S. cryptocurrency expert is under arrest for traveling to North Korea to share his expertise and help the country possibly evade sanctions. Federal prosecutors in New York say Virgil Griffith was arrested Thursday at LAX Airport. The 36-year-old American citizen lives in Singapore. The government says he was denied permission to go to North Korea in April to speak at a conference, but he went anyway and talked with other attendees about how North Korea could use cryptocurrency technology to evade sanctions. Prosecutors also say Griffith later began formulating plans to facilitate the exchange of cryptocurrency between North and South Korea, despite knowing that assistance would violate sanctions. Julie Walker, New York.
A down day on Wall Street Friday in a holiday-shortened session. All three major indices closed in negative territory. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.